Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Kelly Clarkson, Stronger and What Doesn't Kill You on Today FM. Allison Curtis with you as promised. We've been talking about you joining us for quite some time now, basically since we came to air at 8 o'clock in the morning. Chris Hadfield, how are you?
I am so happy to be here and glad to be seeing you as well.
We just had a nice little refresher on all things Canadian and realized that even though it's a massive country, we have lots of little common dots in common.
Yeah, there's not that many Canadians. So it's
not that many.
We're probably related.
You've been over to Ireland so many times. It's just, I mean, you have family here now.
We do actually. My mom's family spent several generations here a couple hundred years ago, but more recently, my daughter's a professor at Trinity, and I have a new granddaughter born here who's just turning 7 months.
So it's all
kinds of wonderful reasons to come to Dublin.
Oh my God, your children are all. That's what you were just talking about off air. We'll get to the book now, but they've all done extraordinary things. Are doing extraordinary things, like high achievers.
Yeah, interesting three children, and my wife's doing her, fifth university degree right now, and so everybody's quite interested in what's next and what they can do,
yeah.
Challenge themselves and learn new things and see the world. So yeah, they're a fun group of people.
That's amazing. So you've number of books out, and we were just saying, actually, David Williams was on air with us in the last hour, and he was having a good look at this live on air. It's like, we're talking, David. But you also have, you know, The Darkest Dark, which was an amazing kids book. And when I said that you were going to be on air, on my Instagram page, loads of people were texting me photographs of you are here at, like, their copies that
nice.
Some of them are kind of battered now at this stage.
Well, little kids' books get battered, but the beauty is you can get another one.
You can get another one. So you're really on to talk about, well, many things, but Final Orbit. So as if you weren't impressive enough with everything that you achieved in your professional life, you've gone and done things like write fiction, which is something that we all think we can do, but we can't necessarily.
Yeah, it's number one best-selling book in Canada right
Amazing.
Now. Number one best-selling book in the country, which is wonderful. It's the third thriller in my thriller series, the Apollo Murders series. It's been optioned for TV and movies, and It's a really gripping and harrowing tale of just what might have been in the height of the Cold War. So yeah, the story came out great, and I'm really delighted that it's doing so well.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, like, people know maybe pockets of the history around that time, and maybe not necessarily exactly what happened, but you've woven a story into reality.
Well, I think that's, to me, the most compelling type of fiction is when you can't tell the difference between the made-up plot and what really happened. And the early mid-70s were such a tumultuous time in history with the Vietnam War, with Watergate, with, you know, the criminal activities of the U.S. president, with the rise of women's rights, social unrest and the riots in the U.S., the bombings going across the U.S., and the rise of China in the early space program, and the end of the Apollo program. All of that was happening
at
in the summer
time.
Of 75, and so that's where I stuck Final Orbit, and I'm really delightful with the twists of plot.
Yeah. But the thing is, I find amazing as well, is that, you know, you are actually going to be able to write it from the perspective of someone who has had the experience of being in outer space.
Yeah, if, I
like,
mean,
that's
all,
great.
All the little things, I don't have to call anybody to find out.
Yeah.
You know, how do you burp without gravity? what does it feel like to look out the window? How do different astronauts, it's a certain type of temperament where you get hired as an astronaut. How do people actually behave to serious problems, but also with each other? What happens when things go seriously wrong?
That's why I'm not an astronaut, Chris.
But
I don't handle that pressure.
I've had all those experiences, and so it gives me a really lovely perspective to weave them in. So the book is not just kind of a thrilling plot, but also I think you'll get a much deeper sense of what it's like to live on board a spaceship.
And the thing is as well, and we talk about this a lot, and one of the times that you were on the show in the past, we had kids ask you questions as well, is that It's, we think of space exploration as completely unreachable, but there's so much that is married on land with experimentation, with STEM, with everything like that. We need the two to exist at the same time to learn more about ourselves and humanity.
Well, you learn a lot of different things. One is just the inspiration. I mean, if you're growing up anywhere in Ireland, your horizons are kind of what you've seen so far in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much beyond that. And if you never get exposed to it, then you will never have any impact on your life from it. So that idea of inspiration to make you look beyond the limits of the horizons you have right now, I think is a really important thing to have in life. It was huge for me.
Yeah.
And then the fact that we have the space station orbiting the world 16 times a day with crews from 15 different countries and all the satellites that are measuring and understanding the world and helping us communicate.
Yeah.
You know, it's remarkable. Unprecedented in history, our understanding of the planet that comes from it. But it's also just people.
And
we have people going to the moon in February. The crew of four on Artemis, three Americans and a Canadian, are going to, it's kind of this transitioning from exploration to settlement on the moon. That's happening right now.
That's incredible.
So yeah, so it's fun to weave a fiction story in amongst all that.
And we have Nora Patton as well, and she's been I'm going to call her a friend of the show. She's been on the show a good few times, and I know she's inspired a lot of people, Irish people and Irish girls, to kind of think about this as not necessarily seeing themselves doing that, but learning about it and what they can learn through STEM.
Nora's inspirational. You know, it's worth remembering the most experienced astronaut in American history is a lady named Peggy Whitson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's commanded the space station twice and been the chief astronaut and done 10 spacewalks. And so people
incredible.
Talk as if, you know, women are some subcategory in space, but in fact, they're the leading category in space. And Peggy's a terrific example of that. And we need people like Nora just to remind folks the possibilities that are out there. And the thing that you have to change the most is yourself if you want to make those things come true.
Exactly. Can I ask you, and I don't want you to be too worried about this, but what do you think about, like, space tourism? And I mean, we all laughed at something that happened this year. And did you think, other than both of you being able to sing, you'd have something in common with Katy Perry? Like, it's just, we can't get our heads around it as civilians.
Is Katy Perry dating the ex Canadian Prime Minister?
I know! Gossip!
I saw a picture
Justin
of them on
Trudeau.
A boat. Is that all made up?
No, they're on a yacht together. I don't know.
Good for them.
You'd be closer to him than me, so you can ask him.
I could ask him, I guess.
It's bizarre to us as just regular folk.
Well, when airplanes were first thought of, and then the technology got good enough that the Wright brothers did their very first flight in 1903, and then the first airline was just over 100 years ago, that transition from a few brave people pushing the technology, and then the technology having a huge government investment, and then getting good enough that now you can build a commercial version of it. That's exactly what happened with airplanes, and that's what's happening with rockets and spaceships right now. And we need regulation, just like we did. Imagine when airplanes were first new, there was just everyone was just making it up and trying to figure out how's this going to get integrated into society. Eventually, air travel now, there is more than one commercial takeoff per second around the world every single day. And it's all transparent, and it's incredibly safe. I mean, when there is an accident, it seems like amazing.
Yes, of course.
And yet there's 110,000 flights a day.
Yeah.
So we're in the early days of that for space travel. And
Would you encourage it? Like, you'd be a fan of it? Okay.
Well,
okay.
I encourage people to see the world.
Yeah.
And to try and... we need technology to help with quality of human life worldwide and to understand our whole planet. And so, I think it's a good thing. If you, William Shatner, who was, you know, Captain Kirk on Star Trek, Canadian actor, he went for one of those short little tourist rides. And, he's a crusty old 92-year-old, 93-year-old.
He's 93!
And he came back kind of shaken and amazed, and it shifted his worldview. Even that short little tourist
I would imagine
flight.
It would, though.
And so... I think if it rattled Bill Shatner to his space boots, then it's probably worth other people seeing the world for real and not just their little local piece of it.
Yeah, and it's incredible, and I think it's just something that many of us thought wouldn't be happening in a lifetime. So it's amazing. I know you have to go on, and you've got lots happening, and it was a pleasure to have you on the show again. And Final Orbit, number one best-selling book in Canada, and it's out now. People can enjoy it. And Chris Hadfield, thank you so much for your time again this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy the book.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast on Today FM with Disney Plus.
The doctors will see.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.